Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, it's Monty.
Good morning, Monty. We have some news today. Ones I had tried to get on before, and I didn't have, ever have time since then to get them done. Good morning.
Nancy in Houston.
Good morning, Nancy in Houston. Well, I guess you've got the sun up and shining already this morning.
I do.
You're ahead of us, Nancy.
Well, we have a very clear day here. It's a little bit of clouds to the north, but it's pretty gorgeous sunrise coming along. So how much snow do you have over there, Karen?
Oh, it's not a whole bunch yet. What, about maybe 2 feet. I don't know. It's not that much. The only thing I don't like about it is because, you know, the angle of our driveway going down, we have a lot of ice on our driveway. That's the part I don't like.
Well, you could probably just slide right down there.
You don't slide into the car when you're trying to get... But anyway, I'm not complaining. It's lovely that we have the moisture.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Mary Helen.
Good morning, Helen. Mary Helen.
By the way, Mary Helen, my grandson was sitting here when I was opening up this, you know, the pictures with all of us on it. And he saw you with that dolphin. And I thought, you know, I've been meaning to ask you, how'd you get that picture with you and that dolphin?
That was at Cancun, the first time we were down there for the convention.
Really? Well, I didn't see any dolphins when I was down there.
Well, I went on to one of those outings and swam with the dolphins.
Boy, I wish I'd done that. I wonder why I didn't. I didn't want to do that.
That was very fun.
Anyway, my grandson's listening to you, and now he knows how you got to see the dolphin.
Yes, that was fun. Someday I'd love to do it on the open, wild sea when it's, you know, not in a, you know...
Do you think they would come up and do that? That these aren't sort of trained or something?
Well, Julie Tara has done it out in the open sea, I know. She talks about that, about being out there swimming with them.
Well, dolphins just naturally, aren't they? Even wild dolphins.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning, everyone. I certainly hope that you would go ahead and get on, because I have some slides that you haven't seen that are we're going to have a look at. I'm not sure if we'll get to go over them entirely today, but on the WebEx, so that you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Quite visual. So let's go ahead. I'd like to welcome everyone to the call. I would like to turn off our chimes. It always tells me the chimes are on, and then I have to do it again to turn it off. I would think it would know. I can hear the chimes. All right. Good morning, everyone. If you do have noise at your home, I think you would probably want to star 6 so that we won't hear that noise. That right now, everybody is very quiet, so I appreciate that. And if you want to say something, because we are always open to discussion, star 6 again, then you'll be able to say something. And then when you want to not have everybody hear what dog barking and everybody coughing and everything, well, then you can star 6 to mute yourself again. So I am Ruth Williams. If you have your WebEx on, I'm in the upper right corner and with a hat on. And we have not only our speakers on the pictures, but we have other people who are big supporters and discussers and are on here regularly. And if you are on here regularly, we welcome you to send a picture so we can see who's talking and get an idea of what you look like and see where you're from, since I just put the states on this time. Okay. So, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Health Style Call. Our mission is to help you to focus on your health and realize it's important, and to have a 10-day every day so that you do those things which will help you to stay most healthy and for all of your life. Maybe sometimes we're feel really healthy when we're younger, but if we aren't doing these things when we're younger, when we get older, well, we might even be so bad off we won't be able to do these things like walk around. So we want to keep our body healthy. We want to teach our families to be healthy and other people as well, because we want to we talk about inflammation a lot, and we're going to be talking about that this morning. We want to be sure that we don't end up in one of those situations. So let's look at what we do. We usually cover this every Monday morning, so if we have some new people, they will know what we are talking about 10 points. First one here, number one, PIMAG water. Well, PIMAG water would be water without any toxins in it. It would be water with lots of minerals in it. That's been run through by a magnet, so it breaks down the molecules, and it is alkaline water. And we'll talk about that in just a bit. And so your cells really like you when you give them the PIMAG water, and they will absorb it. They will get rid of all the junk that's in your cells and absorb much more of the water. That will keep you much healthier and more beautiful or handsome. Then the next thing we have is, pardon me?
We're all for that. You said more beautiful. We all need that.
You can't have beautiful skin and you've got clogged up cells and dried up. And next thing, we have to go and get some sleep every night. Hopefully, you'll be sleeping either out on the Earth's energy or in our NITAM sleep system energy, because that will help your body to be restore itself more fully. You can get rid of the toxins in your body and do all that cell building and everything that it does while you're sleeping. And so we think you need to sleep on a magnetic nature sleep cover. And then we want to be exercising every day, at least 30 minutes a day. And you can do it all at once, or you can go down here and check a few times when you might exercise, like before a meal. To involve your, increase your metabolism. Then we'll talk about the nutritional. We have NECAN nutritionals. You know, I thought the most exciting thing in the event that we just had, an expo we just had, was the lady that stood up and told us about when we had just seen the Healthy World, Healthy Child video, a little short video clip, which you can see on our website, ybhurton.biz or .com. And this tells about all the toxins and everything that are have more recently come out into our world. And then we know that they're affecting everyone. And they are affecting everyone. And so she told about when the guy that learned about this organization and tied it and got it together with NECAN, and so NECAN wanted to become associate of this company, Healthy World, Healthy Child. And what she said is that they said, well, it's really difficult. We can't accept anyone who has a product that has a toxin or anything in it. There are very strict restrictions to being that whom we'll associate with. And you have so many products, you'll probably never be able to pass. And then they checked every product, and we passed. We are a partnership. Do you have anything to add to that, Mary Helen? Mary Helen went muted. Anyway, or anyone else who was at the expo. So, we have super products that don't have toxins. I was talking to the president of our company one time and asking him about a product that was no longer with us, and he said, well, it had a synthetic in it. We aren't having any synthetics in our product. And so, That was interesting to me. Okay, so then we have what we eat. We have a point for breakfast, and you don't have to have a shake with nutritionals. You can have a balanced breakfast. We'll have some suggestions about that. We have a lunch. People who are just getting started with MECAN and with a health style will start with a breakfast and lunch shake and then a meal for dinner so that they can get them off on a good start. And then 8 and 9 are the two snacks. So, and we used to have them at in the afternoon. Usually people would have them in the afternoon, and then they would have them in the evening before we go to bed. But more recently, in the quieting inflammation class I'm taking, they said, don't eat before bed. And I stopped that, and that made a great difference for me. Good for you. Just a moment. I'm going to answer that, I think. Because, I'm sorry, I didn't catch him. But that would have been somebody possibly who, can you guys all hear me?
Yes.
Can everybody hear me? Okay. I thought, well, maybe somebody tell me I'm not being able to be heard because it would have been one of our members. Okay. And then the number 10 is to have a healthy health style dinner. We'll talk a little bit more about what that's about. So that's our 10 points. And that you can print this off of ybhurton.biz or .com and keep your journaling step, which was number 5, on here and then notes about it on the reverse side. So on Monday mornings, we like to kind of review this for people that might possibly be new. Again, we encourage you to go on to the website at the so that you'll be able to see, follow the directions that you received to get on the WebEx, because we are having some other other slides that we haven't used before, and we're not on what I sent to you last night. So, chronic disease is found to be the common denominator of the epidemics listed all of those chronic disease epidemics that are attacking our country and all of our people today. We keep seeing more of them and more buildings supporting all of the disease. And so we really want to turn that around and help people to avoid them. The question is, how will you avoid these epidemics? And number 2, how will you help others to avoid them? Any comments? Here are some answers. Again, the same questions up here, how will you avoid them? And so, you know, a lot of times we see, and possibly we've been guilty of, oh, I've got a backache, oh, I've got a headache, so I keep getting headaches or whatever. And so, what do? We take 2 aspirin, funny spelling there, and stick your head in the sand, like these ostriches in the picture. And so this ostrich, he must be kind of wise because he's looking kind of shocked that anybody would do such a thing. So maybe he is a smart ostrich, and here's his possible answers. Well, one is stick your head in the sand. Maybe inflammation won't happen to me. Maybe it'll go away miraculously. Maybe that discomfort won't turn into one of the chronic diseases, which that is to be headaches, backaches, aches in your arms or legs, different kinds of discomfort that start as a warning. Your body talks to you. It communicates with you. It tells you it's got a problem. It doesn't mean take a couple of aspirin. It means do something so I'm not having this problem. Well, the other thing is cover it up, take drugs. And then the other one, a third answer might be learn more and apply the knowledge. So that's what we're going to be working on Mondays and Thursdays anyway. We have different ones on the other days of the week when we have our other people sharing. Okay, so in these common disease epidemics, we have toxins and different things causing a problem, and we get inflammation. And this is an explanation here with tanks and submarines to explain to you and explain to help me understand inflammation. And Mary Helen, being an RN, I would be particularly happy to have you helping with this discussion here. anybody else who is familiar with the causes and how, we don't want to get into deep detail, but we just want to understand inflammation. So, and it's well explained by Kathy Abascal in her book, and she has a biochemistry background and everything, but I turn it into elementary type, and so I've got tanks and submarines. So here we have two different basic types of inflammation. One is what they say is acute, and that is we need to have inflammation because that's how our body gets well. So here we have a wound, and the soldiers are in there, gotten in there. These are foreign soldiers, foreign invaders, and they've caused an infection in our wound. Basically, we'd also look at foreign invaders would come in if you have a cold or if you have the flu. And so those would be three types of inflammatory responses where the invaders are in there. We have to have our immune system come to the rescue, and those are the tanks here. They're coming here and here to the rescue, but these tanks are so big that they squeeze through the tissues in our body, and they make it kind of inflamed and red and sore. And they also send out the cytokines to travel all around in the body and bring more immune cells. And so the more you have, of course, the more red and sore that area is, or the more mucus you have when you have a cold, or the more aches and fever and everything that you have when you have the flu. And so actually all that mucus and everything is what the cytokines are producing, and the redness and the soreness is from the cytokines and those big immune cells squeezing themselves through the cells and the tissues. And the chronic inflammatory happens when maybe one of these types of things have happened, and then the immune system just moves in, stays there, and the cytokines do too. And they keep multiplying and having more and going, getting more and making more and more of them. And another thing that will help would also cause these things is food sensitivities. And then it turns into different types of a chronic disease. Might be osteoarthritis. Might be, so these are three that she's talked about, or atherosclerosis. Of course, in the osteoarthritis, well, then you have a lot of inflammation in your joints, and in atherosclerosis, the inflammation is in your blood vessels. And in this book, it explains how that is builds up in there, builds up, and pretty soon you have a clogged up blood vessel. Then the food sensitive, she explains more about how it happens. We get food sensitive because the cells line up in our digestive tract to try to keep the bad guys out, and then somebody squeezes through there, and then you have an inflammation in your body, sees it as a foreigner and not supposed to be in there, and reacts, and that's your food sensitivity. So that's about that, and that should have a little click here. Aha! Here comes somebody here with a more help, and more help with some Mekan would be our lactoferrin, our osteogens, and our calcium, because the thing is, when you eat right, you're going to have be able to have your body control the cytokines, and when you're eating too many acidic foods, well, then it will just keep producing them more and more. And so your body needs to have the calcium, and the osteogens particularly are going to be of a high pH, more alkaline. So that would be of great help. So here's a chart, all finished. Send it to Dennis, so it should be online here by noon, so you can send it out. Hopefully, there's definitely not all the foods in the world on this chart. Has anybody on? Yes, go ahead.
I'd just like to interject something. You know, going back to the nutritional supplements that we have access to with Nican, I think of that woman who was on Friday that talked about her autistic son and what a difference that Osteodense made for him. I could not believe that. That was so amazing. And what is going through my mind is, how many of these things are we so naive to? And when we're on these calls, we hear all these other experiences that people have had. The education and the expanding of our understanding of what we have here is incredible. And then you add in this final addition of knowledge of understanding the different foods and their pH balance and what they can do for you. It's just incredible. We have these wonderful Nican products, and then we add in this additional knowledge.
Well, thank you, Karen. I certainly agree. And when we add into that, all of you coming on the program, our call, and beginning with this, or how you've had some years of experience and you share it with the new people that are on here, I think that's what really seals it. Is the sharing that's done on here. So hopefully, I like to keep the little lessons short, and so I'm always trying to hurry up. And then I really think that understanding this and then having the answer is really very exciting. I just can hardly stop wanting to do it. But you know, I think this is about it. This is what we need. We need to know what. Margaret, is that Margaret?
No, it's Mary.
Oh, Mary Holland.
Yeah. Well, I just, sorry I'm for not speaking up. I've got no school today for kids, but I also was trying to get on your WebEx, and I'm having trouble with my laptop. So I think, you know, Ruth, you've done a wonderful way of describing the attack on our system, but not a but. I think that we still are in this, all of us have grown up in this age of we're bombarded. We're being bombarded with all those things. But we have not, unless we've been fortunate enough to grow up on a farm and not be exposed to processed food, we have been so inundated and so attacked by on every front with unnatural substances. And I guess what I'm trying to say is we can't just take supplements and expect that they're somehow going to patch the gaping holes that have been caused by all of this. 100 years ago, people didn't have food sensitivities or intolerances or even allergies. That just didn't happen. And it's happening now because we have been so bombarded and our bodies, I mean, the millions of functionalities that happen in a millisecond, our bodies are just programmed so perfectly. They were. I think we've destroyed things so much, but we cannot continue the attack on our body and expect that somehow we're going to be able to take some supplements and stop all of that. So this whole idea of really taking a look at what we're consuming, and even this weekend between the expo and a few other things, it's too easy to just, you know, eat what's there because that's what's there because I didn't plan differently, and knowing what effect something that's not real food will have on our bodies. And I just, I think it's so important that we, you know, like going cold turkey from processed food. I think if we want to get a dramatic effect with all of this, I think it's really important that we really stop and take this incredibly seriously, because I think we've gotten so far down this path, and it's not easy to get out of the lifestyle that we all sort of have, or this fast-moving train of trying to do so much in a short period of time, and then just consuming what is in front of us, and and the attack on our cells, they don't even know what to do. They're supposed to work in a certain way, but they can't continue to do their job when they're being bombarded constantly. So even though I couldn't see your pictures, you verbally painted the picture beautifully, Ruth, because it just really struck me at how and what a challenge we have ahead of us to reverse the destruction that's going on because of the food and the toxins that we're being exposed to on a daily basis.
Good input. I noticed, you know, I've been following this program where you eliminate all of that junk and just stay with the more alkaline foods. I'm zipping through these slides. And stay over here with these foods. And I'm eliminating the eating in the evening also. Made really a difference, and I could very definitely tell that I was doing some cleansing. And I thought that I had been really following this program for quite some time, but not so completely as eliminating all the things that I did. Eliminate a few things in addition, and just no chips, no anything. And I ate very little to begin with, and still I could very much tell that I was having some cleansing. So, when you start doing this, expect that and that your body will cleanse. And sometimes that's not always make you feel as great as you might like to feel. Has anybody else experienced anything like that? You're trying to talk, you are muted. Let's look at what we are eating here just for a second. If you are starting with a smoothie, here's a smoothie that is on the page and that is included in the slides that I sent, so I'm not going to go over that. You are allowed to eat on the quieting inflammation diet with Tabby Abascal. All that you want for any one meal, but you have to keep it in this balance with a one-third, one-half protein for breakfast and one-half vegetables and fruit. You can do one-third protein and two-thirds vegetables and fruit. But for breakfast, no grains. The grains have to be eaten later. And boy, that really spoke a lot to me because I'd already decided that I thought that was just for me, but she was including that for everybody. No grains, no cereal. That, you can have pancakes or whatever later in the day, but not for breakfast. And my body already told me that that didn't work, that that's what works for me. But the thing that I wanted to point out here on this one-third grains and protein and two-thirds vegetables and fruit for your snacks and your dinner is that you can have as many of those platefuls or as little of them as you want, but they need to stay in that balance. Okay, anybody else have some comments to share?
I have a question, Ruth. On here you said, you went off there, but anyway, you say that you can have grape fruit snack?
I don't know. Someone has quite a bit of noise. It sounds, I don't know, it sounds like somebody's scraping the house or something. I couldn't quite hear you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. On the lunch, dinner, snacks, it can be just a grape or 100% fruit and vegetables for your... I don't understand that. You do add in the protein and the good fat, don't you?
If you have for the meals after breakfast, you do not have to have a protein food. All other foods have protein in them. And I found this to be true, that if I have my eggs or whatever for breakfast, then in the later, the rest of the meals or snacks, having vegetables and fruit is fine. It will not bother me. And I'm pretty hypoglycemic, and so, but that still works. But one of the things I include is a food that has, we don't always think of as protein, and that is my almonds. I eat a lot of almonds. I was talking to another RN, I'm not an RN, but I was talking to an RN from North Carolina, Ed Wien's wife. And I wasn't talking to her about this, and I don't remember how it came up. She said, well, I eat almonds all day long, and she's working and everything. And that was the first person that ever said that to me, and I was amazed. But that's what I do, is I snack. I'm trying to learn not to have the extra snacks, just stick with the two snacks. But that helps my blood sugar really stay maintained.
And well, and I'll tell you something I feel about almonds. Grandmas are always liking to give their grandkids treats. And when I give my grandkids an almond, or not any almond, but, you know, give them the almonds, I feel like that I'm doing a lot of good for my grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Good fiber, good protein. Okay. So, thank you for having comments. Anyone else? So tomorrow, Martha Tu will be on here. She will talk about tracking our success. And so I'm not going to cover that today. And we're back here to some of us that are on the call on a regular basis. And we invite you to continue to join us on a regular basis if this is your first day. I see my friend Dan Coons on here and a couple of other names I saw somewhere. We welcome you, and send us a little note and a picture of yourself. And tomorrow morning we'll all meet with Martha Tu. Here she is over here on this side with a little child. And at 7 o'clock in the morning we all start pretty much like sharp at 7. If you want to get on there a couple of minutes early, then we can have a little chat while we're waiting for everybody to get on. So thank you for joining us this morning, and I hope you enjoyed and learned something. And we'll talk to you at 7 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ruth.
Bye.
Thanks.